Today, we are visiting with some of the tops of the class of 2017 at Exira EHK High School. I have four young ladies to visit with today, and we're going to start with...
Maggie Rasmussen.
Maggie, introduce us to your family.
My parents are Roger and Beth Rasmussen. I have two older brothers, Ryan and Dayton Rasmussen, and a younger sister, Molly, who's in seventh grade.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about schoolwork. What did you enjoy here?
I enjoyed probably my math class the most, other than statistics, because that was horrible. I also like my moderns problems class because it keeps me up with all the current events, and it's a ton of fun in that class.
Okay, so it's easy because there are lots of modern problems, right?
Yes, there is. There is plenty.
What about teachers? Any teachers you liked?
Tony Peterson, probably my favorite. He is very entertaining and cracks a lot of jokes throughout the class. Keeps us focused in because he just makes class fun.
It's good to have teachers that keep you awake.
Mm-hmm, that's for sure. Yeah. You don't like the lectures because you fall asleep, but Tony's lectures are actually entertaining.
All right, let's talk about extracurricular activities. What else has kept you busy?
I've been in a lot of clubs. I've been in Leo Leadership Club, FFA. I've been in National Honor Society, Tag and Quiz Bowl. I've been in a few sports, which is basketball, volleyball, softball. I've also been in youth group in the past. I have so many, I kind of lose track of everything I've been in.
Let me ask you, do you have any regrets? Is there anything that you didn't try that maybe you, if you had it to do over again, you would?
I think I'd actually go out for track. I never did that, but, you know, I have some friends who say it's pretty fun, but I never ever went out for it, so I never got the opportunity to do it, I guess.
Are you a pretty organized person? Because it sounds like you got a lot going on.
I'm not that organized, but I try to keep my schedule under control. I try to write everything down because I have so much going on all the time.
Sure. Anything you're going to look back on as something that you're most proud of that you accomplished in high school?
Going to the state tournament in basketball 3 years in a row and being a starter for that team has just been amazing. The memories I made on there has been incredible.
Very good. Well, let's talk about your future. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to be attending the University of Nebraska, Omaha. I'm going in undecided for now, but I'm looking into either engineering or exercise science.
Okay, very good. Why did you choose UNO?
The campus is gorgeous. When I visited there, it felt like home. All my family's from UNO, from Omaha, sorry. And I love Omaha and I love the environment it has.
Okay. Give those eighth graders some advice. Now that you've mastered high school, what would you tell them?
I would tell the eighth graders to, for sure, go out for as many clubs, just at least try it. Go out for all the sports, just to try them, you know. And don't be shy, you know, like raise your hand in class and for sure just put yourself out there because, I mean, you're going to make a lot of memory and friends as you grow up.
All right, very good. Maggie, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and next we have...
Milena Leader.
Okay, Milena, introduce us to your family.
My parents are John and Peggy Leader. I have an older sister, Madison. She goes to Northwest Missouri State. And a younger brother, he's a sophomore at Exira Elkhorn Campbellton.
Okay. What about classes? What did you enjoy?
Art class is probably my favorite. I also like math class with Miss Jessen, but not really a fan of the math part. Yeah, art would probably be my favorite.
Okay. What about teachers? Do you have any teachers that, let's say 10 years from now at a class reunion, you get together with some of your friends from high school, who will you still be talking about?
Well, Tony, of course, but also Mrs. T. She just always has such a positive attitude, and she makes class fun, I guess, and yeah, it's always a fun environment in there.
Okay. Let's talk about the extracurricular stuff. What else has kept you busy?
Kind of the same as Maggie. I've done softball and basketball for a couple years, track for 4 years, then in clubs, National Honor Society, FFA, Quiz Bowl, Knowledge Bowl, Quiz Bowl.
A lot of stuff like that. Yeah. Did you set out to be busy? I mean, did you have a goal to get as many things under your belt as you could in high school?
Yeah, I wanted to be really involved, I guess, and make memories, so... I've been able to do that with all those activities.
Excellent. Well, you mentioned memories then. Mm-hmm. Anything for you that's going to stick out when you leave high school that you'll be most proud of?
No, I'm really happy that I got involved with leadership and I've had the opportunity to serve our community. So that's probably my most proud of that, yeah.
Well, with your last name, you pretty much have to be a leader, don't you? You just don't have a choice. Let's talk a little bit about the future for you. Where will you be this fall?
I'm going to Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs to major in dental hygiene.
Okay, so you kind of have a career path already figured out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Was there something or someone that turned you on to that particular path?
No, when I was little, I had a dentist Play-Doh set, so that's kind of what got me interested, but that's all.
You never know what's going to spark that, do you? All right, well, give those eighth graders some advice. What should they know before they start high school?
I'd just say to get involved in as many things as you can. Don't be shy, kind of what Maggie said. Yeah, that's about all. Just make memories because it goes by fast.
Sure does. All right. Well, Melena, thank you very much. Appreciate it. Who's next?
Sadie Schultes.
Okay. Sadie, introduce us to your family.
My parents are George Schultes and Connie Jessen, and then I have an older sister, Hannah, and then a brother, older, is John, and then a younger sister, Ellie, which is a freshman this year.
Okay, very good. Well, let's talk about classes then. What did you like?
I've always liked like chemistry, A&P, science classes really interested me, and then I've always liked math too, so math and science.
So you're an analytical person.
I guess you could say that.
Kind of,
yeah.
Okay. What about teachers? Who did you like?
I really like Tony, yeah, and Mrs. T is one of my favorites too, because she just, it's always relaxing when you go in there, and it's just a fun part of the day. So.
Okay. Let's talk about the extracurricular activities then. What else have you been doing?
I've been in softball for 1 year, basketball for 3 years, volleyball. I did golf for a year, and then leadership, Leo Club, Tag and Quiz Bowl, Student Council. I kind of lose track too, but I think that's most of them.
Hopefully. Do you have any favorites among those activities?
I really like Leo Leadership Club because I really like being involved in volunteering and stuff like that. Basketball has been a struggle for me, but I've learned to enjoy it, so it's been fun. So,
okay, what about memories for you? What will you take away?
Like Melena said, I really like the volunteering part, like just going out in the community with your classmates. Like it's really fun, and you get to know a lot of people. So.
Okay. A lot of eyes on you. Some people think in small schools it's easier, but sometimes it's hard because you've got a lot of people watching to see how you perform to make sure that you're on the right track and stuff. There's some pressure there.
Yeah, lots of pressure, but it's not. You can handle it.
Okay, let's talk about this fall. Where will you be?
I'm going to Creighton University to major in healthy lifestyle management, which hopefully I'll pursue and get a master's in nutrition or dietetics. So.
And what do you want to use that to do?
I'm not really decided on that part yet, but hopefully like a hospital or a school or something so I can help people live healthier.
Why did you choose Creighton?
I really like the location of it, like right next to downtown, and then the size and just the curriculum. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's really nice. I like it.
All right. So. Well, give those eighth graders some advice then, too. What do you want to tell them before they get started with their high school years?
I would just say to have fun. I mean, it can be stressful at times, but just enjoy it and, like they said, get involved and stuff like that. So.
All right, very good. Well, Sadie, good luck to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right. And next we have?
Rachel Walker.
Okay. Rachel, tell us about your family.
I have two older brothers, Clint and Alec, and my parents are Bill and Rhonda Walker.
Okay. What about classwork? What did you enjoy?
I really like art, and for, like, actual classes, I guess I would have to say my favorite's history, even though I am not in one this year, but I liked them in the past.
Okay. What about teachers? Who are your favorites?
I'm going to have to agree with the other girls here. I like Tony and Mrs. Tigerstrom because they're both just the most laid back and fun, and they just don't, like, really just get on you that, like, too much to make it stressful, so it's definitely fun in there.
For those who are listening and aren't in this school district, what do they teach?
Mrs. T teaches art, and Tony teaches history, so I guess that has something to do with my favorite classes.
There we go. All right, let's talk about the extracurricular activities then. What else have you been doing?
I've been in most of the same stuff with these other girls. I've been in Leo and Leadership, Tag and Quiz Bowl, Student Council, Color Guard and Winter Guard, which is a different one, and track. softball, basketball, volleyball.
You almost have to write all that down before you start doing the interview, don't you? Because there's so much stuff there. Yeah. I asked some other folks here, too. Did you set out to be busy? Was that a goal that you had, to try as much as you could?
Yeah, it's actually a good goal to just do as much as you can and have as much clubs and, like, experience under your belt to go on, because, like, the most you do here, it can't really, like, hurt you. It can only make you better. And if you don't like it, you can always quit, so just try it.
At least give it a shot. Okay. Yeah. Well, what's next for you this fall?
I'm also going to UNO with Maggie, and I'm majoring in business administration.
Oh, excellent. Get to carpool.
Yeah, I guess.
Awesome. All right. Why did you choose UNO?
I just, for some reason, was drawn to, like, go west towards Nebraska, and I was deciding between UNO and UNL, and I just chose UNO because it is less expensive, so that's a plus.
That's a huge plus. Ask your parents. They'll be the first to tell you that. Yeah. Okay, what about those eighth graders? Give them some advice. What should they know?
I think that a good piece of advice would be to invest in a planner or something to write everything down in, because I didn't have one up until this year, and you could probably tell because I was very irresponsible back then. But and just for academically, I think everyone should just at least make a shot at doing your homework, because here, if you do your homework, there's no way you're going to fail or do bad. Like, you should just try to do the homework, and even if you get it wrong, they'll give you, like, help or some points for trying. So I think that's some good academic advice for them, as well as the getting involved in stuff, like everyone else said. Yeah.
Don't fall behind, kind of keep up thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, very good. And one other question, too. Are there no boys in the senior class?
There are tons of boys in the senior class. There are actually more boys than girls, but I think we all just kind of push each other to achieve the best, and sometimes the boys, they just don't like to try as hard in classes, but they're all great.
You lapped them. Let's just leave it at that, right? Yeah. All right, very good. Well, Rachel, thank you so much, and good luck to you. Appreciate all you young ladies spending some time with us here today, and good luck to you in your future. These are some of the tops of the class of 2017 at Exira EHK High School.